Hi, I'm Phil Palucha from Billionaires in Boxers, and you are set to watch or listen to Leslie Nace. Fantastic interviews, incredible insights. Stay tuned.
Welcome to The Client Whispers. I'm your host, Leslie Nace. In this series, I interview entrepreneurs about the importance of communicating, both in the physical and spiritual realm. What inspiration guided them on the path to success in their business and personal life? Stay tuned and find out. Welcome to Client Whispers, where intuition is the heart of innovative business. I want to know how creative, successful business people and thought leaders follow their dreams and make a difference in the lives of others. Today's guest is Dr. Doreen Downing. She is passionate about helping women express the amazing essence of who they truly are. She's an author, speaker, and host of Find Your Voice, Change Your Life podcast. And we'll be chatting about being connected to your essence, your authentic self. Welcome, Dr. Doreen.
Oh, Leslie, thank you for the opportunity to dance in the moment with you and have a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I would love to start out with, you know, your journey. What was that like for you, and how did you get to this point where you are now?
Well, the point where I am now is that I know truly the way that we can overcome speaking anxiety and anything that holds us back, anxiety about performing, anxiety about sharing your ideas, your opinions. And usually that's called public speaking anxiety. And what I've done, what my process is now about helping people tap in to who they are, learning about the strength inside, how to quiet their body. So I don't teach performance techniques. What I do is help people find their voice. So that's my process. And you asked, so I'll go back now. Finding your voice. In order to find your voice, and if there is fear about speaking up, I think that the first thing we need to do is help people turn around gently, look at fear, and explore it. And if that means, sometimes it does mean, going into a deep dive into discovering what happened way back when, that they lost their voice or felt like they didn't have a place to speak up. So in my case, I would say one example is I got a PhD in psychology and I was sitting in my office and I was comfortable listening and I was working with people's fears. And then one day I got a call to present at a conference on the research I had done. And I said, no, I'm too afraid. I don't speak in public. It's not who I am. And the person confronted me and said, isn't fear your business? So that was a moment where, I could say it was kind of shaming, but it was also kind of a wake up. All right. Yeah, that's true. So that was the beginning of me. And this is what I said in the beginning. We need to admit that it's a problem and it's holding us back. I mean, I could have gone out and shared research to hundreds of people at this conference. And they didn't get to hear it because I was too afraid. So admitting that you're afraid and then doing the diving into. So one of my deep dives is that I discovered one of the ways that I didn't have a voice or that I couldn't speak up or that I couldn't be myself, let's say, was because my grandmother, while my mother was going in and out of the house, in and out of the hospital with depression, my grandmother would say, shh, be quiet. You know, when you hear shh, be quiet, you learn to, to tone your voice down and to kind of become invisible. You know, all those things that you can see later in life that show up with people who say, oh, I'm just introvert, or, oh, I'm not good at public speaking. Oh, you know, other people have better ideas. So that's a little bit about what I do and the confrontation I had, and then what my deep dive was.
So how long did it take you to get from that point of conquering your own fear to actually stepping on a stage since then?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say life is a stage, right? So that just you and I having this conversation is a stage. It doesn't have to be a stage with hundreds of people. Just showing up and being yourself and sharing your gifts is, I think, what I help people do. And I would say your question was how long. I would say it took, for me, at least a year going to classes. Mm-hmm. I found a teacher who said something about Michelangelo, who saw the angel in the marble and simply chiseled until he set her free. And that was me. I just said, oh, I'm in there. And I've got all this PhD marble, and I need to find my way out. So that was, finding opportunities where there are people who really can listen to your true voice and reflect back to you your inner wisdom, your inner beauty, your inner strengths.
I love that imagery, you know, the fact that, you know, he stood there and there's this block of marble in front of you, and he's just releasing that angel. And it's just so true for many of us. And I imagine your clients especially don't see the angel within them, don't see that, like you said, that true essence of who the self is.
And
what are some of the... Go ahead.
I was just saying, what you just said, that's where people start usually, is they don't see it inside of themselves. Otherwise, they would have been, you know, expressing their true self or expressing themselves in some ways. But this, and I think you do it too. It's like we have a way to see the jewel inside of people. We see the brilliance. And we've learned how to tap into their brilliance, and they may not believe it, but to have us go, you know, start reflecting it back to them, I think that's part of the process of working with people like us.
Definitely. And what are some of the techniques or exercises that you have found most helpful with people to open up?
Well, since the first step in my process, I have 7 of them, is about stillness. Like, it's not about speaking. It's about learning how you can calm your body. And there are so many techniques out there, and we work to find which techniques. Some are about progressive relaxation, where you tense a muscle and relax it. Or maybe it's a certain kind of breathing. In some ways, people who have this kind of anxiety first need to learn how to, we call it, well, it's going from one click to another click, the click from anxiety to the click to relax. So if you could do that under any circumstances, that's the beginning of being able to be under stress, which speaking in public is, and be able to find your voice in the middle of stress. So you said technique. I would say first is a relaxation. I know it's so simple, and people probably listening saying, oh yeah.
But how many people don't take that seriously? I mean, you and I were talking beforehand, right? I had a few things going on in my life before we were ready to interview. And I knew enough to be like, okay, you know, none of that really matters. I need to be present and here with you. So it's a sense of letting go of that and in that relaxing. And I think especially, and you know, maybe you have a different viewpoint, but women especially can be so uptight, whether it's in business or whether it's in their family lives, because they feel like they need to keep control, keep track of absolutely everything.
And
do you find that as well?
And to stay on top. And that means the multitasking that many of us are really, really good at. But when it it comes to solving a problem like public speaking anxiety, and to really put a focus on that, the first thing that people need to do is admit the fear, be willing to face the fear. So that's a technique in itself. And as a psychologist, I have several techniques that I use that help people to go gently into the dark, you might say, it can be scary to say, well, what are you really afraid of? And then I don't do techniques of performance techniques. I don't teach people how to do vocal variety or any of the other kind of crafting a speech. What I do is help people learn to be present, connected to themselves, and how to open up to being connected to people. And it takes just a little step at a time to learn how to quiet yourself, to be present, and to notice when you're going into the past, oh my God. No, bring yourself back to the present. Mm-hmm. And there are techniques for that. Like just, I'm looking at my microphone right now. Microphone. And that brings me instantly back to this moment by focusing on the immediate environment.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Oh, that's just such a great way to be so present with whatever you're doing. So you said you have 7 steps, and you told us the first one. What are the others?
Well,
just the highlights.
Yeah, okay. Well, the first one, obviously, is learning to be still, quieting your mind and your body. So I think that's the foundation, because from there you can learn more about what I call catch it, check it, change it, you know. What that is mindfulness around when you start to get triggered and you catch it. And then you do the relaxation, and then that means you're checking it and then changing it into something else. And so that's, so those two, I think, are so key. Another one that I think relates to people and their anxiety about being judged by others is positivity. So the first one is be still, be present is the second one. Be attuned, which is another one about listening. But I'm not going to go into all those because people could download seven steps that I've got, or the 7 secrets, I also call them. But the fifth one, be positive. You know, we talked about the jewel and the, you know, being able to feel like you walk into any place and you're able to be the jewel, but not only see the jewel in people, see the goodness, even though their arms are crossed or they look like they're scowling or they're judging you, to be able to develop the skill of piercing through that negative, whatever's going on, negativity, and knowing that inside of people. And this is the essence work we do. The essence is inside. Learn how to find the essence so that then you speak to the essence, not to the negativity.
And is that literally speaking to the essence of who you are? Is that what you mean in that way?
Yeah, what I mean by the essence of who I am, it's a feeling of being fully present in right here, right now. So I've learned how to do that. I've learned how to anchor myself in stillness. I've learned how to open a channel with you. And at the same time, I'm speaking with you. I'm listening with you. Sometimes people think speaking is just speaking at, as opposed to more of a relational quality, and you might call it relational presence, so that the speaking with you feels like I've opened up a channel, and that to me feels like there's more room for me to be myself, which is my essence, my spirit, my true spirit, my true voice. If you want to go deep, it's my soul showing up, because she's always with me.
No, that's great. So I want to know, in the work that you've done, what are you most proud of?
Oh, let's see. The greatest question of all. I'd have to say I'm proud of myself for having taken the journey to my authentic self and finding how to do that so that then I can come back and bring this out to the world so that they, people who are stuck or people who feel like they are unable to step up and speak in a way that is motivating or inspiring or sharing them their gifts, that I'm able to actually help people be more expressed. So I'm proud that I have done it for myself. So I know, I believe it's possible. And I love, and I'm proud of myself for offering this. And of course, I celebrate when I see people actually using what I've offered and coming back to me and saying, like today, my client said, you helped me find my voice. And it was actually 5 years ago, she's re-engaged me now, and she read me some of her journal where she was grateful. And she said, I'm grateful for Doreen who helped me find my voice. And it's like, So I'm proud of me. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of people who are willing to take that journey, the bravery, what it takes, courage.
So I think you're right. You know, it's definitely, there's a lot of bravery and a lot of courage in there and about speaking up. And like you said, it's not necessarily speaking up on stage. So the most of your clients, you know, I guess I love the story that you had one over 5 years. Most of your clients who come to you, is it kind of a journey like that over time? It seems very gentle for most of them. And is that true? And is there other inspiring stories that you could share so that people get a real good feel of the work?
Yes, I would say that because my background is a psychologist, I know that the inner work is where you actually can do more lasting change. Let's say if you put a performance technique and you feel confident with that, that's fine. But a lot of the people I work with want a deeper kind of transformative experience. So yes, my programs are 3 months long and we meet weekly, and I do groups and I do also individual work, and they're called Find Your Voice coaching programs. And we go through each of the 7 steps that I've talked about, that I've referred to today, really anchor in those so that when they go to those more stressful situations, whether, you know, like wherever the stage happens to be, they feel a deeper kind of confidence, not just, oh, I could do this kind of, yay me. It's like, I get to be myself and share what I am and who I am and what I know. And you mentioned a story. I have one. There was a person, a man who was vice president of sales, of all things, in a big corporation. And every Friday morning, he struggled. He sweated. He tried to come up with what he had to do for the meeting. And he finally just wrote it. He just wrote it and he showed up at the meetings and read it out loud. And he felt, well, this is the best he could do. But he really, it wasn't such a good model of being VP of sales, of all things.
Right.
So we worked And I talked about being positive, finding your spirit. He said he found that he was a vibrant person. And what he claimed inside of himself is, I am vibrant. And so that was one of the things that helped him step into any speaking situation to close his eyes and feel his inner sense of, and this is the essence of me is vibrant. And that is what he brought to the speaking and the whatever he did at the meetings and the sales programs.
I love that story. And I love that what you just illustrated within that was that our essence has kind of a name to it, if you will. We don't necessarily want to label things, but you know, there's something inspiring, like I am vibrant. It makes your inside kind of vibrate out of you, you know, it sings in that inner frequency.
I love what you're saying. I love that it sings. That's a beautiful way to reflect back to me what I just said. And there was a person that I've worked with around this inner essence and naming it. She said, I am strategic. Now, if you heard that, you might say, well, that's good. You know, but there's a deeper quality, right? And she said, I am perceptive. And do you feel the difference between I am strategic?
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
I am perceptive. So that deepened. I keep coming. You can label this episode deep because I keep coming back to that today. Yeah. That it was deeper for her to experience herself, her inner voice as perceptive.
Well, it almost sounds like the strategic is part of her personality, where the other is part of the inner essence, like you said, you know.
The difference between doing and being. So right. I'm working on the being of who you are, not the doing of who you want.
Do you find that most people are, especially those clients who come to you, are busy kind of doing in life, trying to, you know, achieve whatever it is, and let me just finish this, get it done, because I've got to move on to something else?
Yes, absolutely. And that's, I would say that's the biggest challenge in the beginning is helping people realize that to go inside of themselves to claim the essence of who they are and learn how to speak from the essence of who they are is this inner journey that isn't something that, well, you can go to YouTube, I suppose, and get a technique and a breathing technique, but there's so much more, you know. How does the essence breathe? You know, what does that mean? There's so much breath around us, and all we have to do is relax and receive.
Now, does this lead people to, you know, maybe them, I might be totally off, but does it also help them understand their own core values within when they touch their own essence?
I would say yes. Yeah. And I would say that the people who find me value authenticity more than performance and getting ahead. I know that getting ahead is important and there are a lot of ambitious people, but I think that you can get ahead and be ambitious and still have this value of being as true to yourself as possible.
What I pick up from our conversation and the work that you've done with people, it's not that they're not looking to get ahead, but what they're doing is having more of that relaxed whole part of themselves. Like you say, their essence, their authentic self, and what they bring to the table then in life is more of who they are. And that would open them up for anything they're doing. Would that be accurate?
Yes. To me, it feels like what you just tapped into is their strength. Like, so it's a discovery. What else? My potential, I guess, is really where I'm going with what you just said, is there's so much potential within. And we block ourselves because of something like speaking anxiety.
Right. All right. So we've had the good, positive stuff. Now I want to know, what's your biggest headache in what you're doing in this world? What's the biggest headache or obstacle or whatever?
It goes along with what we just said, is that people are amped up and they want to move forward quickly. And especially with what all of our internet stuff, they want a quick fix. And my challenge is to help people realize that true, deep change, transformation is a process. I mean, think of taking lead into gold, even,
right.
You know, it's, you don't just turn a switch. There's a process of burning it and shaping it and polishing it. And, you know, I'm using a lot of metaphors, but I guess that's the idea of that there is gold within. You know, there's that story of the, I think it was Thailand, where the army was coming into a monastery and they encapsulated the golden Buddha with clay so that the army wouldn't. And then years later, it was discovered as they were moving it and they saw the gold inside. So that's kind of the image, I guess, I want to leave people with, is that the gold is inside, and we have to take some of these layers off, this push to get ahead or this this goal orientation, and feel like, oh, gee, there's so, the inner self is so wondrous. And I want to help people explore.
Absolutely. You know, with all these changing times, and, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on in our society today, there's always something happening. Are you finding that people are truly hungry for this change inside, looking for that answer?
Well, I think especially with what happened with COVID and a lot of people rethinking themselves and their life, it feels like more people are coming with that kind of desire to be more true to themselves rather than fit into a corporation or a business or a job where they just do repetitive stuff. It's that they want to have more life and more, I guess I just think, I do see that it seems like the mindfulness community is bringing more options to people that, you know, it just seems like there's more increase in people wanting to be real.
Right. So we have about 2 minutes left, and I want to give you a chance if you'd like to have, you know, last words, last message, what would it be?
Well, you know, the tagline when I was trying to come up with my business line years ago, it was really my coach just kept saying, well, so what do you want? I'm trying to get a tagline. I said, I don't know. I just help people find their voice so they could change their life. And she said, that's it. Find your voice, change your life. And I want to leave people with that idea because it's unique for each one what finding your voice means. And there's all, whether it was that you're trapped in a corporation or whether it's a family situation or whether it's some fear that you've always had or a belief system about yourself, anything that's blocking you from being more fully expressed, I can help. And I want to do that. My passion is so, I mean, I know I applied it to myself, so I know.
Yeah,
and I've heard, you know, what, 120 stories from people on my podcast, Find Your Voice, Change Your Life.
Nice. Very nice. I thank you so much for being here with me today on Client Whispers. It's been an absolute delight to be with you here. And I hope people take this in and go, oh, that's me. You know, I'm ready for that change.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining me on the Client Whispers. Be sure to share this with friends and family. And you can drop me a line, info@leslienace.com, or connect on LinkedIn. And remember, that whisper you hear might just be the inspiration you need for success.
Thank you for enjoying this content by Billionaires in Boxes. If you would like to be a guest or a host, be sure to get in contact with us at billionairesinboxes.com.